belong to you.
Hello, hello. This is Cami. You're listening to Cualquier Música on WMFO 91.5. We are in a new studio today. We are back in Studio A, and this will be part one of a Valentine's Day themed episode. I'm so, so excited about this episode because we have lots of lovely guests. We're here to share their favorite love songs, songs that remind them of love, of heartbreak, of crushes. And it's just very sweet. These are all people that I love. I think that sometimes, we hear a lot about our friends and their love stories, but I find music to be a very intimate capturing of relationships. And so it's so sweet to be able to listen some of these songs for the first time in order to connect with my friends. So before we get started, I'm going to play a song, You've Got a Woman. I think it's a very beautiful love song. I only started listening to it quite recently, so it's not associated with any particular memories. But then we're going to start listening to some messages that our lovely guests have sent in. And yeah, let's get started. This is You've Got a Woman by Lion. You've Got a Woman by Lion. Now for our first guest, this is one of my best friends. We've known each other since we were born, actually. She lives three blocks away from me. Her name is Rachel Shella. And she is sharing a song today called Make Out in My Car. So let's hear her little introduction.
So I experienced my first real love a couple of years ago. And I didn't fully come to terms with the fact that I had been in love with this person until after our relationship had already come to a close. But there's a song that was very instrumental in excavating the kind of true nature of my feelings. The love and longing expressed in the song that's about to be played, because of its ultimate restraint, felt like a total emotional mirror for me. And so Make Out in My Car became kind of the ultimate love song to me at the time. The song is so gorgeous and perfect and feels like a revelation, and I think I'll be in love with it forever. Enjoy.
Trying to go to bed with you. I just wanna make out in my car.
Hi, Tammy.
I'm dying to fall in love with you. I just wanna make out in my car. Love come to me, sprouting like the living tree. Splendid in the stream of living water, driven like the sun, commissioned by the Holy One, illuminating peace above the altar. I'm not trying to go to bed with you. I just wanna make out in my car. Just wanna make out in my car. Love, come to me, empowered by the living dream, sacred as the sign of our sensation, burning like the sun, considered by the Holy One, glorious in the feast of our creation. I'm not trying to, go to bed with you. I just wanna make out in my car. And though I am dying to, fall in love with you, I just wanna make out in my car. I just wanna make out.
That was Make Out in My Car, the Sufjan Stevens version. Yeah, I think Sufjan Stevens is really the god of love and heartbreak songs. One of my love songs is Mystery of Love from the Call Me By Your Name soundtrack, which hopefully we'll have time to play later. So that was such a beautiful song. Thank you, Rachel, for sharing that with us. Next up, I have another lovely friend. Her name is Zainab. And I actually met her during my year abroad in Paris. She's studying now at Oxford. And she's chosen a song from a band that I love called Saint-Étienne. So let's hear what she has to say.
Okay. NYC, the song I've chosen today for love, well, rather for heartbreak, because I'm feeling quite cynical at the moment, is Can't Sleep by Saint-Étienne. I love this song. I love this album. And I love this band. And I chose this song specifically because it sounds really melancholic from the get-go. It also sounds like yearning, like longing, but it's hopeless and dreamy at the same time, I would say. I once recommended this song to the guy that I was literally heartbroken over when we were really drunk, and he said it was a really good song. I don't know if he just missed the mark or he was purposefully being obtuse. Maybe he was saving me the embarrassment because the lyrics are devastatingly hopeless and very real. Either way, I love this song, but I can't listen to it too often because it does remind me of quite a rough time in my life. But I hope you enjoy.
Thinking of
That was Can't Sleep by Saint-Étienne. Such a beautiful song. And thank you, Zainab, for sharing your story. Yeah, for sure. I think certain songs that remind you of ex-lovers, ex-situationships can be quite visceral and difficult to listen to, which is why sometimes people say be careful which songs you share with your lover, because you may ruin them forever. Just kidding. I think eventually, as time passes, you'll be able to listen to them again. But that was a gorgeous song. It is very dreamy. And now for our next guest, very beloved guest. She's calling from Paris, and she spent last night practicing her English in order to do this intro. So without further ado, this is Into the Direction of my friend Margot.
Hi, I was scrolling through my playlist trying to figure out what song to share when I came across this one. I never really paid attention to the lyrics before, and yet it's literally my story. This song talks about the other person's lack of effort despite all the pretty words, and about always wanting to give another chance to someone who really doesn't deserve it. Valentine's Day is coming up, so choose someone who truly cares about you. Choose yourself. I let you listen to X Factor by Lauryn Hill. And sorry for my English, I'm speaking straight from Paris. Bonne écoute.
Loving you
That was X Factor by Miss Lauryn Hill. Merci Margot for that beautiful music. Very gorgeous. I haven't listened to that song in a while. Next up, we have a caller who is my good friend Luca. Luca was my first friend at Tufts. He is a fellow Spurs supporter and he has excellent taste in music. Yesterday he put me on to a Pink Floyd reggae cover song, which I would like to play next week. But he has a song that he'd like to share today called So In Love, and he has sent in a message as well.
Oi, this is Luca. What's up? The song I'm sending is So In Love by Biddy McLean. It's a reggae remix of So In Love With You by Leroy Hudson, 70s hit. And it's a smooth, sensual reggae flip about, you know, this blissful love that can't get a girl out of his head. And I can't get this song out of my head. It's literally like one of the catchiest songs ever. So please enjoy these smooth lover boy vibes. Yeah. Also, just wanted to add for the listeners to appreciate what a good idea this is from Qualquer Kami to ask everybody about their songs and to say something. It's such a good idea. What a great show.
So in love with you, baby.
So In Love by Biddy McLean. Thank you, Luca, for your kind words and for that beautiful song. Love me some reggae. Luca actually has his own radio show. I don't know exactly what time it is, but if you want to look at WMFO.org, you can find Luca Music, who has his own songs that he plays every week. All right, so we do have some more guests, but before that, I decided I'd play a song of my own. This song is called Bluebird by Paul McCartney, or Wings. It's definitely a love song for me. It reminds me of one of the first times I felt very infatuated when I was about 14. I was in ninth grade, and I remember, I think it was my brother who put me onto the song. I remember listening to it in my room. It was around May. It was warm outside. I was biking a lot, and I specifically remember biking down the Hudson River, listening to the song. And it's one of those songs that you just kind of repeat during a certain phase in your life. And then, you know, as my previous guests have mentioned, when you listen back to it, it really places you in that moment of anticipation and restlessness and can't get someone off your mind. It's a very sweet and beautiful song to me. It used to make me very sad, but now it makes me happy. And I hope it makes you happy too. This is Bluebird by Wings.
Late at night when the wind is still, I'll come flying through your door. And you'll know what love is for. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Touch your lips with a magic kiss, and you'll be a bluebird too. And you'll know what love can do. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bluebird,
That was Bluebird by Paul McCartney / Wings. Next up, we have another little beautiful story from my good friend Natalie. This is actually the sister of Mia, who was a guest on our show last week, and she is here to introduce the song Everywhere by Paolo Nutini.
So this song's called Everywhere, and it's without a doubt the first song that comes to my mind when asked about a song that reminds you of falling in love, because I feel like I genuinely did fall in love while listening to this song. I can actually pinpoint the moment, which is quite incredible and special. I was with my ex a few years ago. We had a bit of a rocky start to relationship, and for many reasons, but when it started getting serious, I invited him to come to my family home in Italy, have a holiday with me and my family. And so we came, and a few days before, we spent just a few days in Rome, just us two. And we had this incredible day where we just did all my favorite things in Rome. And I showed him around, and we had this incredible dinner. We ate steak and drank Aperol Spritz and swam in the pool. And on our way back, we bought a bottle of red wine. We were pretty tipsy, and we brought it back to the flat, and we played some music and danced for about an hour, I think. We had so much fun, and then we just crashed on the sofa. We were so tired from dancing, and we lay there, and I decided to play in this album, Paolo Nutini's new album, because we were both big fans of his and he hadn't listened to it yet. And I was so excited to show him this song. It's such a beautiful song, and I knew how special it would be to share it with him in that moment. And we lay there for about, I think, the entirety of the album, 40 minutes, silent, not saying a word, just looking into each other's eyes. And when the song played, I just felt everything that the song was saying, and I realized I was falling in love with him, and I could just see that he was feeling the same way. And he did tell me, in fact, after that he was feeling the same way, and that was the moment he knew. And then I think I told him a few days later that I loved him, and he told it to me back. And yeah, so this song will always remind me of that, and it's really nice now also to listen to it fondly. I think, you know, after the breakup, it was had to avoid it at all costs. It was kind of too painful to listen to, and now some quite a while later, it just reminds me of all the really beautiful fond times, and it's quite nice to listen to and to reminisce. So yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Under my skin, I can feel you creeping in. I can feel you slowing down and moving around. You held my body in your control, in my body was breaking down, but my body is coming round to its senses. Now I believe you, that's all right. Just a closer walk beside your lonely water. Screaming Moses, that's all right. And I love you like a song, yes. Look me right in the eye. Mm-hmm.
to need somebody to steal away with somebody. While the rivers are many, we don't clear to the sea.
Incredible, so sweet, beautiful song. Yeah, we have feedback from the listeners. It's making some of them cry. Thank you, Natalie, for that beautiful song. Next up, we have a song from my good friend Eloise. The song that she's chosen is American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And this is her message.
So the significance of this song is that it is me and my best friend Sydney's song. And I think that Valentine's Day is, you know, kind of reserved for the lovers. But friendship love is equally as wonderful and exciting and valuable and brings delight into our lives. So, this is my song in celebration of friendship, love.
Mm-hmm.
That was American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Yes, I totally agree. Love in most forms is friendship. I feel like it's a very underrated form of love. So thank you so much, Eloise, for sharing that story. Now, my lovely father has decided to send in a song along with a special message. So this one's for you, Papa.
Remember Camila's. This song is to remember Camila's grandfather from France, who was a singer back in the days, and he sang a lot in Argentina, where he emigrates. And that will remind Camila where she's coming from and where she went for the last year. Merci, à bisous.
Toi qui marches dans le vent, seul dans la trop grande ville, avec le cafard tranquille du passant. Toi qu'elle a laissé tomber pour courir vers d'autres lunes, pour courir d'autres fortunes. L'important, l'important, c'est la rose. L'important, c'est la rose. L'important, c'est la rose, crois-moi. Toi qui cherches quelque argent pour te boucler la semaine, dans la ville tu promènes ton ballon. Cascadeur, soleil couchant, tu passes devant les banques. Si tu n'es que saltimbanque, l'important, l'important, c'est la rose. L'important, c'est la rose. L'important, c'est la rose, crois-moi. Toi, petit, que tes parents ont laissé seul sur la terre, petit oiseau sans lumière, sans printemps. Dans ta veste de drap blanc, il fait froid comme en bohème. T'as le cœur comme en carême. Et pourtant, l'important, c'est la rose. L'important, c'est la rose. L'important, c'est la rose, crois-moi. Toi pour qui, donnant, donnant, j'ai chanté ces quelques lignes, comme pour te faire un signe en passant. Dis à ton tour maintenant que la vie n'a d'importance que par une fleur qui danse sur le temps.
Sorry, that cut out early, but I'm going to move it along so I can have time for our last guest. Gracias, Papa, for that lovely song. I will add it to my library to remember where I came from. Okay, so for our last guest, we have the return of a guest from last week, but he wasn't here to listen. Lovely, he's here now. So let's hear a little message from Everett.
Thank you very much to our wonderful host yet again. What a great dang week to be listening to some music live on the radio. This song has been through, I don't know, a number of emotions and cities and you know, partners with me. And it's not about any one thing in particular, but being from New York, I feel like this song captures a lot of, I don't know, that longing for coming home or returning to somebody. And it, you know, it's not necessarily like the most emphatic love song of all time, but it's got something raw to it. And I don't know, I hope you enjoy.
Meet Me in the City by the Black Keys, a band which I love. Thank you so, so much, Everett, for that wonderful contribution. It is now 2:54, which means I have to say that we are listening to 91.5 WMFO FM. That was such a lovely experience, very life-affirming. I may have teared up. It's just honestly very touching to hear all of my friends send in their songs and their beautiful stories. Everyone's at a different phase in their life. Some people are in relationships. Some people have just broken up with their significant others. Some have been single for a while. But yeah, I really do feel that as cliche as it is, through music, we tend to find common ground. Luckily, this isn't over. We still have more guests next week for part two of the Valentine's Day episode. But to close out, I would like to share what I believe is my love song of all time. And honestly, I genuinely, I know I speak in superlatives. I do think this is one of the most hauntingly beautiful songs I have ever heard. It is Sufjan Stevens, so we'll close out with him. This is Mystery of Love. To all who are listening, thank you so, so much for tuning in. I hope you have a lovely Thursday. I hope you have a lovely weekend. And I will see you next week.
Love is over. Shall I sleep with